Deplorable Nation, a podcast where your voices can be heard, where things that affect you and your family are important, because it's important to all of us. Every one of us matters and everybody has a voice. We're going to be bringing you news, current events, and throw in a lot of humor. And then you decide for yourself. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 23 of Deplorable Nation. It's going to be called Do What's Right. I'm your host, Deplorable Janet. Hope you all are doing well today. And today I have a very special guest. His name is Ben. So give a warm welcome to Mr. Ben. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Good.
So I'm just going to tell the listeners we had a little snafu because we recorded yesterday and then it wouldn't upload and it corrupted a lot of the files. So we had to re-record today. So I appreciate you coming back for a second day in a row.
No problem. That's fine with me.
Having to deal with me twice in 1 week is a bad thing. So, Ben, give me a brief history about you.
Yes. Well, I'm from southern Oklahoma, and I've worked with the Chickasaw Nation for a little while, and I was a maintenance guy there, you know, mowing lawns and fixing electricity problems and whatnot. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, there's not really that much to tell.
So, are you actually Chickasaw yourself?
Yes, I am. I am half.
That's fantastic. So in your community, what is it like as far as, you know, are there big families? Do you guys have any weird lockdown rules, anything like that going on?
Yeah, we all generally have big families around here, but the weird lockdown rules is through the Chickasaw Nation, not so much our mayors or the state itself. It's just through the employer is where, you know, we'll get into that later. But
do you have any weird like restaurant shutdowns or guidelines or anything like that? Any mask mandates?
No, none right now. They had one around May or June. But it only lasted for maybe the month. And I guess people, you know, kind of, you know, revolted back or whatever and just stopped doing it. And so they just kind of stopped enforcing it and just it. Yeah. No one's wearing masks or anything really around, or at least down on this part. But when you get further north up by the Norman in the city and stuff, that's where it gets a little crazy and hectic. And that's where all the, you know, the mask mandates you're talking about, where you have to have the mask walking through a, you know, through a lobby just to go sit down and eat somewhere or.
Yeah. So do you live in a small town?
Yes, I do. Yes. It's literally like a one horse town. You know, we got like a convenience store here and a post office. That's about it.
So keep in mind that he said there are no mandates in place there right now, because that's going to be important going forward in the show today and what we're going to talk about. So tell people, how did you and I get hooked up?
I got in touch with you on Instagram. It was around the day that I was forced to sign this paper here that we're going to be talking about. And I was just mad, and I was just trying to get in touch with anybody that would listen and anybody that I don't know, I could talk to about this. And you got back with me, and that's how we got in touch over this.
I was pissed.
Oh, I was too. Like I said, I was writing anybody and everybody I could think of.
So here's the story to preface this. He sent me a message on Instagram and he said, I know you probably won't reply, but I need you to look at this. And it was a form that he got from his employer. And After reading this form, it's a mitigation agreement. After reading this, I instantly messaged him back and I'm like, oh, for the love of God, don't sign that.
Yeah.
And I was already, did you?
Yeah. No, I did not. I was pretty much already in trouble before you even wrote me that, because I refused to sign it the day of. It was like November 20th. They came up with this and texted me and called me. It was like, hey, you got to sign this before you leave, you know, before your end of the shift. And I was like, well, let me read it. And I looked through it. And I was like, oh, hell no. I was like, I'm not signing this. And I was already in trouble when I wrote you.
So what happened? Okay. So when during your shift did they give you this letter?
It was not even 10 minutes before the end of the day. It was like 4:20, 4 something. And I clock out at 4:30 every day. It was just, 4:25, somewhere in there. It was almost at the end of the day. And then they messaged me and called me at the same time to tell me to do that. They're like, don't come back unless you do it.
So literally 10 minutes before the end of your shift, they're like, sign this or don't come back.
Exactly. And they said they were on the way too to come pick up the form as well. They said, we're on the way. And I was like, well, there's no reason to come, because I was like, I'm not signing it.
And did you ever sign it?
No, ma'am, I did not. I have not signed it.
And let me ask you a question. Since you did not sign it, what happened?
They decided to fire me. They decided to separate. It says it right there. They threatened that they would do it, and they carried out on their end.
And so are you working anywhere now?
No, I'm not.
And when they ask you to sign this and you told them no, how long was it between November the 20th and when you actually heard from them to lose your job?
It was about 5 days. And on the fifth day, it was like later in the afternoon before they really got back at me. I tried contacting them that morning and they gave me the runaround. I didn't know the extension of anybody I was supposed to talk to, so I was just at the mercy of them. And like I said, they gave me the runaround.
So it's one of those things that you have to talk to a specific person, or basically into outer space.
Basically, yes.
That's insane.
Yes, it is.
And so it took them a whole 5 days to be like, you know what, Ben? Since you're not going to assign this, you don't have a job now.
Correct.
That's something all in itself, that it took them a whole 5 days.
Yes, that's what I felt.
To get in contact with you. Because did they tell you, don't come back until we talk to you?
Yes, they did. That was the next day, because I did go into work the next day. I was expecting to have a conversation with them. And nobody was there to talk to me. My boss wasn't there, like no one. So like I said, I just waited. And then at the end of the day on the 21st, they called me at 5 o'clock and was like, hey, you don't come back. Don't do anything until you sign this. They're like, you have to sign this. Yeah, or, you're definitely fired or whatever. And I was like, well, I was like, I'm not signing this. And I was like, I would like to talk with you about it. And they wouldn't. They never would say anything. They did send an officer, though, the Sunday before Monday.
An officer?
Yes, they did. We have tribal officers. And they did send that officer out to tell me not to come into work. I don't know why, but they did. And
intimidation, maybe?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Because, like we were talking about, this is a small town. And so from our convenience store to about my house, 5 or 6 blocks. And they went from there to, from the convenience store to my house, asking my neighbors, about me and if I had dogs, if they were vicious and this and that and the other. And, all the neighbors told me about it. It was like, well, what's going on? But yeah, they like I said, they sent an officer to tell me not to report to work until I heard from them, until they decided to call me.
Now, I want people to realize how disturbing what we are talking about is, because we're going to get into detail with this agreement that they wanted to force him to sign. But think about what he just said. That is complete and utter scum tactics, yeah. Kind of like Andrew Weissman, where they're into bullying and they're into submitting you to their will in any way, shape, or form possible. I mean, who goes to somebody's neighbors to get information on them because they refuse to sign a retarded form that makes you sign away every single one of your rights?
Yes.
I want people to think about that and think long and hard while we're doing this show,
mm-hmm.
because I was so disgusted just by reading the letter and then hearing all of the information surrounding it. I seriously would like to drive there and punch some people out.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
I don't blame you, and I would welcome it.
So let's get into this form.
Okay.
Like I said, it's called an Employee COVID-19 Mitigation Agreement. Now, I'm going to read you some of this so that you guys can understand why this is not okay to sign. The very first part that I highlighted, it says, we are asking all employees to commit to this agreement during this time of broad transmission. Adhering to the terms of this agreement will help to protect our coworkers, families, and communities from the advancing spread of the virus and allow us to maintain operations. Any failure to comply with the terms of this agreement could result in loss of wages and or disciplinary action up to including separation, which means being fired.
Yes, exactly, which, like I said, has happened to me. And
so,
I got my letter, by the way. They said they would send me documentation of separation, but they haven't sent it yet.
Well, isn't that interesting? I mean, it did take them 5 days to, like, threaten and intimidate your neighbors.
That's true, yes. So,
So, listen to the terms of this. This is the terms of the agreement. Comply with all Chicksaw Nation policies and procedures. Follow the CDC recommended guidelines for mitigating the spread. Wash your hands frequently. Avoid touching your face and stay at home as much as possible. So the way that the wording in this goes, just in that particular part, if they catch you not washing your hands or if they see you touching your face, they can fire you.
Yeah.
It's in their agreement. It's in the terms of the agreement. So listen to this. It goes on and says, wear a mask when going into public or in the presence of persons outside the immediate household. People, there is no mask mandate. No one is wearing a mask. But if you don't wear a mask, according to this agreement, you can get fired.
Yep. Or if you don't listen to the CDC, who's not the...
Exactly. Watch your distance and practice responsible distancing at least 6 feet from other people. So there again, if you don't social distance at least 6 feet and you don't wear a mask and you don't wash your hands, you can get fired.
Yep.
This is my all-time favorite, and this is what really pissed me off.
Yeah, this is where I lost it.
Limit or refrain from having any visitors in your home.
Yeah, that, you know, this is my home. You can't tell me who can come in and who cannot come into my home.
Now, again, do you have large families there, cousins, grandparents, aunts, uncles? Don't you have like generations of families that live there in that area?
Yes. Yes, we do.
So you can't see not only friends, but you can't see your family members if they don't live in your house. And if you have anyone in your house come to visit or anyone outside your house come to visit, again, they can fire you.
Yes.
Continue to work on projects, produce results, and communicate regularly with your line of support. While working or on call from home, stay home. So, okay, think about that and keep that on the back burner for just a second. Notify your line of support before doctor's appointments during your scheduled shift. Okay. So, say you cut yourself, and the lawnmower runs over your foot and you need to go to the hospital or something. You have to tell them ahead of time you're going to go to the hospital. You can't go on the spur of the moment or you can get fired.
Yep.
Interesting.
Very.
Hello. Avoid crowds and gatherings, including those typically held in the home. So, you can't go anywhere where there's, quote, a crowd of people.
Right.
Do you or do you not, in Indian nations, have ceremonial celebrations, gatherings, things of that nature?
Yes, we do.
So what kind of things do you go in line with that? Like, what kind of stuff do they do?
Well, it's definitely like a lot of our dancing and basically being, you know, less than 6 feet apart, standing together, you know, standing around eating, talking. And then, like I said, like just dancing, you know, just to get together.
So do you have like healing ceremonies or anything like that?
Yes, they do.
And like church gatherings, not so much like in the sense of organized religion, but like whatever your beliefs are in your particular nation.
Yeah.
Do you have gatherings for that?
We did, yes. And I mean, it is Christian, but you know, it's all through Chickasaw language, you know, right. Our Bible and all that. I mean, like I said, it's still Christianity. But yeah, they were doing that, but now with this, they're stopping, you know, the elders from going and, you know, practicing, you know, their religion. And
so you can't do any of that stuff.
No, you can't.
Now it also says refrain from running errands, buying groceries, or purchasing fuel during your shift. Okay. Now think about what he said. He's a maintenance person and he does landscaping, lawn mowing, you know, handyman, fix it all. You're going to need gas for your lawnmowers and stuff, as well as your vehicles. You may have to go get a part, but you can't travel during your work hours and you can't run any kind of errands or even buy lunch. Like if you went off and forgot lunch on the counter, you can't buy lunch because that's considered running an errand during your scheduled shift. Again, they can fire you.
Exactly.
Work from home or on-call from home status should not be considered as a vacation and or time for travel. Be prepared to return to work immediately if called upon by your line of support. Now think about that as well. So they can call you at any given moment and you immediately have to jump up and respond.
Stop everything you're doing.
To whatever they tell you. Or they can fire you. It doesn't matter if you're sick. It doesn't matter if you're in the middle of whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll keep it clean.
Gas, because if you tell them you need gas, you're fired.
Exactly. And so think again about like the beginning of the show. And he said there are no mask mandates. Okay. And there are no shutdowns. Mm-mm. Where he's at. There's none of that. But they have made this so if you sign this agreement, literally they can fire you for basically any reason they come up with under the sun and put it under the guise of COVID.
Yes.
Or I have a huge problem with this.
Like they did with me is throw it under the code of ethics because I refused to sign any of this. You know, I went against their wishes here. And they said, you know, that's against the code of ethics. So they
know you do, you know, you do have rights under Federal Employment Acts, and you also have rights under the Constitution.
Yes.
And this agreement
goes against all of that.
It does. And it's disturbing on so many levels because one of the statements at the bottom of this says, nothing contained in this agreement shall be construed to waive the sovereign rights of the Chickasaw Nation, its officers, employees, or agents. But if you go back to the terms of the agreement, it literally violates every right that you have. It violates your right to assemble. It violates, obviously, excuse me, rights to free speech. It violates so many different things under the Constitution, and you are a citizen of the United States.
Yes, I am.
So this is disturbing on so many levels. And then they tell you that you were separated because of code of ethics.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was the code of ethics. I went against it.
Which is funny because, speaking about the code of ethics, and anybody knows me knows I've talked about this a lot before. But as far as the code of ethics goes, one of the main things in politics in general is to be a part of a certain party in the United States right now. If you have felonies or misdemeanors or anything like that, you're considered to be like a god in that party. And here's why I say that. Speaking on the code of ethics in general, there was a judge and he was in Florida and he was disbarred for violating not only the bar standards, but also their code of conduct, code of ethics. Mm-hmm. However, this lovely man currently sits in the House Committee on Ethics, even though he was disbarred for dishonorable behavior and violating bar standards, he's on their board. And so think about like all the other people that are in Congress right now who have violated immigration law, violated campaign finance law.
Violated children, violated this.
Yeah, pedophiles and all of these things. And they're still part of a party. However, normal everyday citizens, especially you, don't have the ability to say no to something or you're shamed.
Exactly.
And like, it's not okay for you to not go along with whatever cockamamie horseshit agreement they want you to sign. So I want to say, first and foremost to you, kudos to you because you have the balls the size of the Titanic for number one, standing up for your rights.
Thank you.
Number two, not signing it. And by doing exactly what is right and what is just.
Thank you.
Because you knew that was a violation of not only your morals, but every
right that we were, you know, given as American citizens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I wish more people were like you. And I wish more people knew that it was okay to stand up for yourself.
Yes.
And by doing so, you may go through a bump in the road and some hard times. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you what, if you stand by your morals and your values, you're never going to lose.
Correct.
So let me ask you. So you said that you haven't found another job yet.
No.
So was there any point in time where they ever let me back up a second.
Okay.
Can you apply for unemployment?
No, I can't. I'm still not sure on the specifics of it. I do know it has to deal with like our very first papers we had to sign for when we initially took the job. I lost those. I apologize. I didn't think I'd ever need them. I didn't think nothing like this would come up. So I didn't really, you know, hold on to that. But somewhere in that, we had to waive the right to get unemployment. So yeah, by me doing this, I can't go file for unemployment because they'll.
Just by working at the Chickasaw Nation, you cannot file unemployment because it was part of your employment whatever agreement that you had to sign.
Yes. And that's the one that they, you know, kind of, they stand by you and like, you got to sign this or, you know, you don't get the job, you know?
Okay. So that's another thing that's really bothersome to me, because there again, it's like strong arming you into agreeing away your rights.
Yes.
You have a right to file for unemployment, but according to them, you can't, because they forced you to sign something because you needed a job.
Exactly.
So were you ever told, like, you can't discuss this?
Not verbally, but with the paperwork and stuff. Yes. Yes. With this agreement here, it says, you know, we can't seek outside consultation, or it says we can't seek, disputes outside the Chickasaw Nation. We can't do anything. But like I said, that was only through the paperwork and through some emails, but they've never verbally said that to me.
That's insane.
Yes, it is.
It's absolutely insane. And I don't, let me ask you, have there been like friends of yours that work there or anything like that, that wouldn't sign, or did everybody just, okay, yes, we'll do whatever you say?
It was a little bit of both. Yes, I had some coworkers and some friends that do work in the Nation that were pissed about it. And they were, you know, bitching all up and down, like, yeah, I ain't going to sign this. And, like, you know, we'll stand by you, Ben, go for it, blah, blah, blah. You know, saying they'll stay behind me. And then when it come push to shove, then they're like, no, well, you know, I kind of do need this. And no, I'll just sign it. I'll give up my rights so, you know, I can have this job.
And that's a problem. That's a problem that I have with so many people nowadays, is that they're so willing to give up
everything,
literally every right that you have as an American citizen, because someone told you. And most of the time throughout history, it has been under, like, giving up your rights is under the guise of public safety, of course. And so, like the mask thing.
Yes.
The very first thing they did was in 1913 when the Spanish flu came, and they're like, everybody has to wear a mask. And of course, at the time they were gauze. Mm-hmm. And so, hello, gauze is, yeah, like wearing pantyhose.
Right.
Over your face. And the public stood up and said, no, we're not going to do this. And so, of course, they have to wait until the right time when everybody is so, and forgive me for saying this, audience, but dumbed down.
Yes.
Where you just completely go along with anything. And if somebody says, wear it in your car all the time, wear it in your house, you'll do it.
Yes. That's the new email I've heard through the grapevine, through family members and friends, you know, that still work there, is that they're wanting you to sign a new one that they're working up about wearing masks in your own home at bedtime. At bedtime.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Me too.
What exactly? Because what, people snore and they don't like noise because you snore?
I guess.
Exactly?
The thought police don't like snores is what it seems like.
I mean, I don't understand the logic. And reading this thing, it kind of reminds me of the CDC stuff about masks.
Yes.
And it's like, wear a mask if you're working outside, but don't sweat in your mask, because if you get your mask wet, it doesn't work. But wear a mask when you're in the pool. If there's other people in the pool, wear a mask, but don't get your mask wet. If you wear a mask and you get it wet, it doesn't work. Wear a mask, you know, outside if there's other people around, but don't wear a mask if it's hot, unless of course there's other people around, then wear a mask. And it's like, everything is meant to be so confusing, like gray area and confusing, and they don't know what they're talking about. And like, of course, Fauci,
yes,
I swear, is the dumbest man on the planet. Because I've been to nursing school, learned about science, had to take, you know, infectious disease courses and stuff like that, and refresher training every year. and, you know, learned about disease spread and prevention and, you know, the science behind everything.
Yeah.
And it's like nothing they say makes any sense.
No, it don't.
And that's why I don't understand with this agreement. It just completely and totally nullifies every one of your rights under federal employment laws and under the Constitution. And I don't understand why people are so blind and just sign it willy-nilly.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't either. Like,
it's crazy.
It is.
And it says on this thing, after it talks about, oh, it shouldn't be construed as giving away your rights. I don't know how other,
yeah,
whatever way you could possibly construe this. But one of the things that says at the end is state law shall not be applicable, nor shall disputes be subject to any authority outside the Chickasaw Nation. And so if you were to sign this, if you were, and you had an issue with firing or severance, separation, whatever you want to call it, you can't even seek legal counsel.
No, yeah.
Because it's on this paper.
And you
But guess what? The good news for you is because you did not sign it, you still have the right to do so.
Yes, exactly.
So kudos to you, because I would absolutely bring a case against them.
Oh, yeah.
100% without a doubt.
Yes, definitely will.
Yeah, and I told you yesterday, and like I said, we recorded yesterday. We had to redo it. But I told him yesterday he needs to reach out to Harmeet Dhillon, because Harmeet has taken on a lot of cases, even pro bono, for violation of constitutional rights regarding the lockdowns, the mandates, the closures, all of this stuff. There's also crowdfunding, small crowdfunding that will help cover legal fees and stuff. But a lot of attorneys will do things pro bono because they have to do that according to the Bar Association. You know, they have to take so many pro bono cases per year. But I told him to get in touch with her, because this is a clear and present violation of your rights.
Yeah.
You know, and there's so many problems with this. And anybody that ever has a question with law stuff, you can actually look up anything you need to know in case law, or, you know, whatever you want to research. You just type it in, and it's Cornell University has online law books. It's cornelllaw.com or something like that. Anyway, you have complete and full access to all of their legal resources and all of their cases, all of the law books. So everybody, so you know that.
I looked a little bit last night, so.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to have to do more research on it, but yeah. It's a good tool. Thank you for suggesting.
You're welcome. So let me ask you something weird. Was there ever a time that they made you do a job that you weren't qualified to do?
Yes, there was. They called it like a reassignment thing, but they wanted us to work and man some of these you know, COVID tents where they do some of the testing. We weren't administrating the tests themselves, but we were, you know, handling the samples, you know, bagging and tagging them, for, you know, lack of better terms.
Okay. So let me ask you, so you do lawn mowing, yeah, and handyman jobs and stuff. Have you ever been trained infectious disease, in chain of custody for samples, how to handle samples, proper PPE equipment, anything like that?
No, was not. The only thing they said, and it was regarding the PPE, was, you know, here's you a mask and gloves, you know, now go stand up.
That's super helpful.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so think about that, and I want people to focus in on that. Okay, so being reassigned from a job doing landscaping, lawn mowing, Mr. Fix-It, plumber, you know, electrician, whatever.
All of it, yeah.
And now all of a sudden, you're working in a medical tent with no training.
None whatsoever.
On how, and handling samples that contain body fluids.
Yep.
And you had no formal training, no discussion on transmission or contamination or anything like that.
No.
Right?
No discussion at
That's very interesting.
Yes.
So do you think that there would be a possibility of contaminating samples?
Oh, yeah.
If you have no training on exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean.
Because that would be like telling me as a nurse that I have to like abandon my job and then go and fix lawnmowers. I would have no clue.
Exactly.
Like zero. Yeah. I can do a lot of things, but that's a no. And or like me, go be a carpenter. You would trust me not want anything that I ever built because that would be awful. So that is another violation.
Oh yeah.
in a big way. That violates all kinds of health rules and health codes. Which is a huge no-no.
Oh
because
yeah.
You could get completely shut down from, you know, like the hospital organizations and stuff that govern, just like OSHA does for safety stuff, as far as, you know, manufacturing and things like that. The healthcare field has organizations that govern that as well. That would be a huge no-no and a lot of money and fines.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
Yeah, like a lot. Huge. So did you ever have an employee that touched anything that was, quote, diagnosed with COVID?
Yes. Well, he himself had been, diagnosed with COVID, you know, and one of the weeks that he was working the sample tent and then, you know, he came back from it and, you know, was tested positive for COVID, but was still handling samples and still packing them and shipping them out to wherever they were going, which made, you know, Oklahoma's cases rise. We're like one of the worst ones right now because people.
So that's interesting because there again, hello, contamination of samples. So you have a COVID positive employee that's touching stuff. And of course, if you don't have proper training, again, with not only your mask, but how to put on your gloves so that you don't contaminate your gloves while you're putting them on, everything you touch is contaminated.
Yes. And one of my things I always had a problem with is what I noticed is, and they got on to me for it myself, but like none of them changed the gloves after touching a lot of that stuff, you know, like they
and you can't
the same. Exactly. You got it.
Yeah, no, you can't. You have to change them all the time. And that's what one of the things that irritates me is like seeing people that come into like the grocery store with gloves on.
Yeah. And they're grabbing their stuff and acting all prim and proper in front of you. But
so, okay, where did you put the gloves on at? Did you put them on in your car? Because if you put them on in your car, number one, you probably don't know how to put them on properly. So you probably contaminated the outside. Yep. Then you touched your door handle to open your door. Then you touched your car door to shut the door. And then you go inside and you touch a cart. You picked up more bacteria. Then you touch things in the store, which is more bacteria. Then you touch your money or you touch your wallet or you touch your face or you whatever. Anytime you touch anything, you're cross-contaminating everything.
Exactly.
Gloves don't work.
No.
They don't make any difference.
No, they don't. Not unless you're going to have like 30 boxes with you at all times. So every time you grab something, you change a pair.
Exactly. And you cannot grab a biological sample from someone and touch it with gloves that are not sterile and not transfer bacteria. That's not possible.
That's what I thought.
And you can't, and nobody's going to pay for surgical gloves, which are sterile because it's too expensive.
Yeah.
So all of that is crazy. And same thing with the mask. You take the mask out of a box, you touched it, so you already contaminated it.
Right.
And then you put it on your face, and then you adjust it, and then you have to pinch the piece over your nose. Guess what? Your mask is completely contaminated. Yep. According to their scare tactics that this is an awful pandemic. But guess what? This has been around since 1960. I have worked through corona infections before. SARS and MERS are the worst. Mm-hmm. I'm not sick. I didn't die. You get the common cold. You get the flu every year. It's a coronavirus, people. That's what it is. And the survival rate of this is 99.9% in most cases, or 99.8% in most cases, unless you're like over 70, 80 years old.
Right. That's what I was going to say. My aunt, she's in her 50s and she contracted. And by the way, she is an employee of the Chickasaw Nation, but she contracted it and got over it in about a week. And like, she does have heart troubles. I mean, it's nothing real serious, but you know, like I said, she has heart troubles and some other stuff. Like, she's older, in her 50s, but she got over it in about a week. And she just said it was about like the flu.
Right. And most people, it's so mild. Like, we know people that it's just like, oh, yeah, I was tired. I'm tired every day.
Right.
I lost my sense of taste and smell. Yeah, that happens every time I get a sinus infection. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not that big a deal. I'm a heart patient and I am totally not worried about it. I have multiple comorbidities and I'm still not scared of it, because I know how the coronavirus works, and this does not scare me at all. And it is not highly infectious. It is not highly contagious. It's no different than a cold. And why is it that there are no flu cases this year?
It's very strange.
Guess what? They're all corona cases. That's why.
Yeah.
That's exactly why. Because they're not even testing for the flu.
No.
But you having the flu, you're positive for corona, because guess what? Again, corona is the same thing as a flu. It's the same. And so all this PCR testing and stuff, it's complete and total garbage. But I just want to say, again, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And so honored to have you on here and standing up for what you believe in and what you know is right, because so many people are weak.
Yes.
And just won't, and they'll submit and they'll give in. And reading this form, when you sent it to me, I was like, oh, hell no. Do not sign that, and I will do whatever I can do to help you.
And I appreciate
it. This is complete and total bullshit.
Yes. Yeah.
Anybody that sends me something like this, I will go through it and I will do whatever I can to point you in the right direction and get you some help, because this is bullshit.
It is.
So again, thank you for that. And I just want to say, like, know what's okay and know what is not okay, because everything, like we talked about before, is under the guise of public safety.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing as tech intrusion into your privacy. Do you remember when Facebook got busted for selling all of our information to China?
Yeah, I do. Wasn't that under the Obama watch or something?
Yes.
Years ago? Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that surprising?
I know. And that's actually about the time I quit using all that.
China.
Yeah, China.
Yeah,
the ones who own a lot.
Okay, so Disney. Think about this. Have you ever like had a conversation with somebody and then your phone or social media or whatnot comes with a commercial of what you just talked about?
Yeah. It's very weird. I was going through a program to learn more electrical stuff, and the journeyman I was talking with, you know, like you said, I didn't have my internet on or nothing, though. No mobile data. It was just off, but it was me and him talking. We were talking about certain specific tools for the electrical trade. I immediately get home and check, you know, Instagram, Reddit, and all this other stuff, and I get ads for the tools we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And now it's like a little reamer tool to, you know, to clean up your conduit and make it look mm-hmm. a little nicer and stuff.
Right.
Why would they be advertising that? You know, like, who knows that? Like,
yeah. And that's like, I used to be married to an electrician, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
And that is such like a obscure, like rare thing other than in that world.
Yeah.
That should never pop up on your stuff and be like, hey, guess what? Ben, you should buy one of these. Hey, Ben, you need a reamer.
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell?
It's insane. So, you know, thinking about like everything that people are willing to give up under the guise of public safety. Oh, guess what? You know what? You're sick. You went to the doctor. Oh, you should sign up for our patient health portal. So we can put your electronic medical records on the fucking internet.
Yeah, for everybody to say, which to me, that goes against HIPAA, doesn't it? Or it should?
Maybe. Thank you to Barack Hussein, who shall not be mentioned, Obama. That all started under him, where it was mandated that every single doctor and every single facility, hospital, etc., go electronic medical records. If you don't, there's a penalty. You pay a fee because you don't want something. Does that sound like Obamacare to you?
Yeah, it sounds a lot like Obamacare.
And so you don't want Obamacare, so guess what? You get to pay a fee. Same thing with the medical records. If you don't go electronic and you don't put all of your records onto this EMR, electronic medical records system, whatever technology you or company you choose to use, they penalize you. If you don't prescribe so many medications a month, they penalize you. But putting your data electronically, it is a non-secure system. I don't care what they tell you. Do you remember before, not just with the Facebook and China crap, but Facebook made the announcement several years ago that they wanted to get into electronic medical records?
No, I must have missed that one. Holy crap.
Creepy, right?
Very creepy. What?
And they're in Bitcoin, which is used for pedophilia and everything else. But yes, they want to be part of the electronic medical records industry so that you can trust Facebook with your medical records.
Yeah, they won't sell to China. Of course they wouldn't.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. I mean, honest to God. And so, you know, the selling of your personal data because you think you're secure, all of that is giving away your rights. Oh, but, you know, it's okay to spy on my phone because I'm not doing anything wrong. Well, the thing is, they shouldn't be fucking spying on you if you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
That should be resigned just for terrorist activity. That should not ever be used
for us
on citizens. No. But people are so dumb. They're like, click yes. Yes, I'll click the agreement. Yes, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
Putting the health tab on your phone, if you have an iPhone, FYI for you, if you put anything in that, they have all of your health information, which is going to go into your COVID pass that the New World Order and the WEF is trying to institute.
It's a good thing I don't
have Apple. Stop giving away your rights.
Yeah, just stop. It's easy to say no.
Even like Google, you know, and here's the lovely kicker. The same family that runs Google also runs 23andMe and several other DNA collection sites. So you are willingly giving your DNA to someone you don't know because they told you, and you should believe everything anyone tells you, right?
Right.
They told you that it's completely safe to send them your DNA, and they will tell you all of your ancestry and where the, what town they came from and who all of your relatives are. Bullshit.
Yes. Yeah.
Any splits in your family, they know it all. Bullshit.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You have no clue. There's no way to tell you that. No, it's totally... Yeah. Well, you are 14% Eastern European, and you are 2% blah, blah, blah. No, no.
Yeah, where did you get that?
Right. And the lovely thing is that by you willingly giving them your DNA, they were able to manufacture the RNA, Bill Gates' COVID-19 vaccination. Mm-hmm. Because... they have all of your samples of DNA. And guess what else you did? You made it so that you're in a nationwide registry, a worldwide registry, actually, of a DNA data bank. And so even if you didn't do it, by God, they can plant your DNA any fucking where they want to plant it.
Yeah.
And say you did something that you didn't do.
And you could have been.
And that's another way to destroy you. Exactly. And so I'm just saying, you know, people are so just gullible.
Yeah.
And dumb. And it's like, even if you didn't send it in, but your mom did, guess what?
You're still.
They have your family DNA chain. And so you are now in the National Registry because they have your DNA link. Mm. Disturbing.
Very disturbing. And I don't know how people really fell for that one, you know, other than I guess just them telling you, oh, we could tell you where, you know, your great grandpa that you never met before lived.
It would be great. I just found out I was from Calabria in Italy. yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. The best way to find out your family tree is for somebody in your family to do a family tree.
Yes.
Which somebody in mine has, and it's amazing.
Yeah,
my
mom's side of the family anyway has been working on one over the years. So it takes a while.
Oh, it does. Yeah. It's very time consuming because you have to know like everybody in your family and who they were married to and what kids they had. And if those kids had kids, it's very time consuming. But that is literally the best way you're ever going to know your family history. Mm-hmm. And stop giving up your rights to people you don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's insane to me.
Me too.
And so knowing that you have balls of steel and you knew you were going to get fired,
mm-hmm.
but you did the right thing
mm-hmm.
and you stood up for your rights, I'm going to ask you just a general question, and I hope it doesn't make you uncomfortable.
Okay.
Do you believe in the Second Amendment?
Yes, I do. I sure do. I have a couple guns myself.
Okay. So, do you believe that you should have the right to keep and bear arms, especially with the tyranny and the voter fraud and all of the fraud
that's coming out, yeah,
money laundering and all the shady shit that we know has been going on for decades. Do you think that you should be able to keep your rights?
Oh yes, definitely. It is our last line of defense for you know, if it comes to them or us, you know, they like I said, it's our last line of defense. It's the last thing we have to protect ourselves from being in a tyrannical regime or another fucking Hitler, you know?
Right, right. And so the thing that people need to understand, fighting for your rights, you don't get to pick and choose.
No, it's
what you stand for and what you don't and what you give away and what you won't.
You won't, yes.
You're either all in or you're not. And here's the problem that I have. Because we're gun owners, and under Biden's proposal, And you can find this on his website. This is not made up. Anybody that has guns, there's going to be a mandatory government buyback. If you don't decide to sign up or sign away your right to bear arms and give it back to the government, they're going to charge you a $200 tax on each high-capacity magazine, which, generally speaking, is anything over 10 rounds.
Right, yeah.
We have a 9mm. The one we have, obviously, is over 9 rounds or 10 rounds. So, yes. Hello. It's a $200 each tax.
Yeah.
And some of so, if you own 10.
Yeah,
That's $2,000 just for the clips. Now, keep in mind, if you don't sell it back, it's also $200 each per assault weapon. And that can be, assault weapon is very generic. It's very broad. So it can be the printable ones. It can be an AR. They can decide that a shotgun or a rifle is, you know, whatever. So it would be $200 per each firearm, as well as the magazines. And then if you keep your guns, they're also going to put you on a national registry. It's called under the National Firearms Act. So now all of your weapons and all of your magazines are going to be on a national registry that, guess what, is a public disclosure site.
Yeah, fuck that.
I have a big problem with that.
Yeah, and like I said, that goes with what I was saying as our last line of defense to try and help stop that. These people.
And I have a really big problem, too, with religious liberties and freedoms, because
I do too.
Again, you can't pick and choose. You can't say we're going to allow a Somali in Congress to wear a hijab, but you as a Christian can't go to church.
Yeah, or you can't go to church.
We can keep the mosque open, but you can't worship in church because you're a Christian.
You can tell who we're sold out to.
Those things are a problem for me.
Me too.
Because,
yeah,
like I said, you don't pick and choose which freedoms and which rights you will and won't.
All religion.
Because once they start picking at them, they will continue, and they've been picking at them a long time.
Yes.
Because like I said, your search engine data controlled by all the same people, the ABC corporation that owns literally everything, the media corporations that are owned by everything, you gave up your right to free research and free speech because they censor you. You give up your right to go worship because your governor or your mayor says that you can't. Stop doing that.
Yes.
Be Ben. Be Ben and be better. And stand up for your shit, honestly.
Yeah. We have the rights to do that right now. We still do.
And again, like I say, I am honored beyond belief that you brought this story to me.
Thank you.
And that we were able to discuss this, because it's disgusting. And it's such a blatant attempt at destroying
you as
any and all employment laws and shredding the Constitution.
Yeah.
At the same time, just completely shredding every single one of your rights, one page document.
Yeah. All in one page document that says, but at the same time, they're telling you that, yo, you're not, though. You know, they're like, you're not signing away your rights, but yet you are.
Yeah. Look here, but don't look over here.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
like
that's
laws, you know?
Yeah. You know, don't that's the thing. That's the thing they want. They want people dumbed down and uneducated to the point where you can't think for yourself and you can't rationalize for yourself, and you just believe literally anything they tell you.
Yeah.
because this literally took me 2 minutes to read, and I'm like, oh, hell no. Yeah. Ben, you need to get a hold of me. And I'm like, you've got to come on the show. We've got to talk about this.
Yeah, the first time I got this email,
it's not okay.
No, it's not okay. Yeah, like I said, I only read half of it before I got pissed and was like, no, I'm not doing this, buddy. No.
You got to the point where they said, no, you are not allowed to have anyone in your house ever.
Yep. Yeah. I was like, oh, no, fuck you.
Like, just the opening lines on this, and I did not read the whole form. This is, like, most of the, like, highlights, but I did leave out just teeny, weeny bit, like, two sentences. But just reading the very first part of this form, like the header on the form, I'm like, oh, hell to the no.
Yeah.
No.
No.
So again, I'm just going to say I am honored and blessed beyond belief that you brought this to me and that we had the chance to discuss this, and hopefully we can help put you in the right direction and something good will come out of it.
Yes.
But God bless you for doing the right thing.
Thank you. And I appreciate you for, you know, giving me the opportunity to come on here and talk about this and do this.
You're an amazing person, honestly. And I adore you. And I'm so, again, blessed that you came on here. So thank you for that.
I'm glad you invited me.
Any final thoughts for you today?
No, not really, other than just, you know, just stick by your rights. Just don't give them up. Like we've been saying, don't give them up for public safety or for any other garbage. Like, you know, just, sorry, I'm I'm losing train of thought, but
that's all right. You're related to me.
Right. But,
I call it brain poop.
Yeah, that's good. I'm going to start calling it that. But just stick by your rights, stick by yourself. Don't be afraid to say no. You know, you just have every confidence in yourself to do that. Like if it pisses you off like that, just go with it. Just say, you know, no, fuck you.
Right. And I can't second that enough, because in this day and age where they take so much from you, especially without you knowing, you have to stand up for what you do know. Stand by your rights, stand by your morals and your values. And don't be so gullible. Don't let somebody bully you into something like this when you know it's wrong.
Yes.
So anyway, I appreciate you coming on today. You can give your social media if you want. If you don't want, I understand, because, you know.
Yeah. So, no, I don't really have a social media. Like I said, I'm not much of a poster. I'd be disappointing to people. Like, you know, yeah. It's more for talking with friends and whatnot for me. So.
Yeah. And so I just want to say I'm very glad that you reached out to me, because this was so important.
Yes.
So super important. So for me, you can follow me on Instagram at Deplorable Janet. You can follow me on Twitter at KNOW Janet. And make sure you get over to 4deep.com, sign up. I'm in the chats there all the time. We do live voice stuff. We're going to have meetups. We always have something interesting going on. Writing lots of articles. I'm making sections for the website right now. So anyway, make sure you do all that. Make sure you put in your email, sign up, so you get notified when the site actually goes live, which will be very shortly. So today, for me and for Ben, I so appreciate you guys tuning in again to another episode, and we will see you next time.
Have a good
day.